It's time to talk water with Laura Connolly. Tesca Waters is conducting a countywide process to generate community-driven solutions to protect the water quality of lakes, rivers, and streams in Itasca County. Laura, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So the survey is available to folks, and we'll have it at our website later at kaxe.org. Why do you want to survey people?
So part of the process, so the Itasca Waters, a local nonprofit, got a Bush grant, a community innovation grant. And the whole thing was so that we as a community could come up with this defined shared understanding and vision of how to protect our water. So we have over 1,000 lakes here. And what we're really trying to do is figure out how can we close the gap between what we know people need to do, what actions they need to take, and their understanding of water quality and the behaviors that they have. So we're trying to survey as many people as we can throughout Itasca County. In particular, we'd really like to get input from people who don't live on the lakes.
Why is that?
Well, because I think, you know, ultimately, in order to keep the water quality where it is today, we're all going to have to do certain things to make that happen. And so we want to know from people who live in the cities, who are landowners but don't live on lakes, what do they think about it? Who do they think is responsible for protecting it? And how do they think we will ultimately, you know, make sure that this happens in perpetuity?
Mm-hmm. Who is I know you don't know the answer to that. Who is responsible for keeping our water clean?
I think we all are.
Okay.
So it's going to require an effort on all of our behalf. So like even, for example, in the city, I don't know if you noticed outside now how they've marked where the storm water flows. Like mm-hmm. this drains to the river, which is a huge thing because people dump stuff in those.
Right. It's marked that way?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Now they have like right by the gutter
okay.
words that say this water, this drains into the river.
Right.
So, you know, like one thing when I met with the city about all the ways that the city is working to keep the water clean, I said, well, what can the average citizen do to help with this, you know, and that, like, don't dump stuff in there.
Right.
And don't blow your leaves and grass into the road.
Yeah.
Which I've done. I'll never do it again.
Right.
But I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so it's things like that. Like, we will all have to, and then also, you know, if you live in town and you use the lakes, which most of us do.
Yeah.
You have to be super mindful of your boats being clean, even if you're just going from Deer to Pekegama. Like,
right.
you have to. It's a right. very different deal now.
And can't use the same, you know, with your live well for your bait.
Right.
You can't use the same water for that as well. And it's things that I don't know, people maybe don't always think about because I think we are rich in this resource of water and it's not always going to be here. I was thinking about that because I was weeding the garden last night, which I don't do very often. So I don't want to act like I do it often. But I was very dirty. And I took a very long shower and I was thinking of like, I don't even think twice about stuff like that, about how much water usage I have. And in other places when I'm visited on other countries, I was in Japan and we shared bath water, which seems so bizarre to me
yeah.
because they're paying attention to water. And I think it's just got to be something we all start paying attention to, not sharing bath water or anything. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what you're doing, even the smallest things you do that might have been a habit for you might need to be changed.
Yeah, for sure. And I also think it's like you're saying, it's since we have so much of it and mm-hmm. it's so abundant, it's really easy to take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And if we lose it, if the water quality goes away, you know, people aren't going to be drawn to this area. We aren't going to be able to live and work here in the way that we do. It's a huge economic driver for our area.
You know, I was thinking, I heard like midsummer, I heard a story about some lakes in southern Minnesota, I think, where like you can't let your dog go in the lake.
Yeah.
And I'd never really thought about how we can easily do that. Think how much our dogs love water.
Yes.
I don't have a dog, but our dogs. And if we have to, you know, if the water gets contaminated and we have to change that sort of behavior, I mean, we can do something small and make some differences in our life to make the water stay like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And stuff like that happens rather quickly. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from high school in southern Minnesota, and we swam in the lakes when I was in high school.
Sure.
And now it's very questionable.
Huh. So we're talking about a survey, Itasca Waters. Laura Connolly's here with us. What kind of questions do you want people to answer on a survey like this?
So it's a real broad survey. We just want to know, who do you think is responsible for protecting the water quality? How do we actually go about doing it? What sort of changes do people need to make? You know, we're right at this point within the process, we're just really doing a lot of listening and learning from the community about, you know, what's your thinking on this? What do you think we should do? Help us develop an action plan, and then we're going to have to figure out how to ultimately implement it. And overwhelmingly so far in the process, people are extremely positive about this. Most people want to protect the water quality. Mm-hmm. Now, how you get that to translate into the actual behaviors of all of us is the question mm-hmm. that we're going to have to figure out.
Right. But hey, you know, most of us grew up where you didn't have to wear a seatbelt, and now it's an automatic yeah. thing that we do. We can learn things.
Oh, yeah.
Not talking
Don't throw
on your
garbage
phone.
Out the window. Right. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So you can find a link to the survey. It'll be available within the next hour at our website, kaxe.org. Anything else?
No, I just want as many people to fill it out as possible.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you.
It's the Tuesday morning show coming up. Dave Blumstrand is bringing us music on the river.